Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi hold there's not a separate marocha for a varim of pedarim that were not nislachon v'erev. And they hold that if they were not nislachon v'erev, you put them back on the regular marocha, and if there's no room there, then you put them on the kevesh or on the, what's it called, the soviv. If you don't put them on the yisod, because that's considered already down off the mizbeach, and once they go off the mizbeach, they don't go back up. But so Reb Meir, he holds there is a separate marocha for these things. So what does he do with the pasuk Asher tochal ha'esh es ha'ola al ha'mizbeach? And the Rabbanan learned from that that if there are evarim that are not nisachel, evari ola, you put them back on the mizbeach. But Reb Meir holds you put them in a separate marocha. So where, what does he do with this pasuk? Reb Meir ikule ola tamazir v'yatamazir ikule k'toris. Reb Meir learns in this pasuk Asher tochal ha'esh ha'ola al ha'mizbeach, that only if a vari ha'ola came off the mizbeach and they weren't finished completely, you put them back to what's it called, to burn again, but on a special maracha for themselves. But on the mizbeach ha'pnimi, if k'toris fell off the mizbeach, you don't put it back to burn again. The Yafamazir Kule K'toris. The Tani Rab Chananya Bar Binyumi, Bidvei Rab Elezer Bin Yaakov, Asher Tochal Ha'esh Es Ha'ola Ala Mizbeach. Ikule Ola Tamazir, the Yafamazir Kule K'toris. Like Rab Chananya Bar Binyumi learned from this Pasuk, that you only put back Ikule Ola, not Ikule K'toris. The verse says, Dekule Ala Miyas, Mosifin Bo Biyom, Islahu, Minolahu. Right, everybody holds that on Yom Kippur you add an extra maracha for the k'toris of lefnai v'lefnim. So where do you know that? Nafkalu bi v'ho eish. Right, it says v'ho eish ala mizbeach tukat bo. So that pasuk, right, has two extra letters, a vav and a hey. Right, v'ho eish ala mizbeach tukat bo lo shichbe. So from that extra vav and hey, we learn an extra maracha according to everybody, that on Yom Kippur, you're mosif, a maracha for the k'toris of life and lefnim. V'afilu l'mad yom lo dorish vav, we said before that v'esh, tukal mizbeach, the rabbanon don't darshan, they don't learn anything from the vav, vav hey darish, but a vav and a hey, they do darshan. Verses Eil, let's see, Rashi, ikule ola, pokin shepaku be'al ha'esh. You had the pieces of meat that fell off out from out of the fire. The kari be asher tochal esol al mizbeach. So those you read asher tochal esol al mizbeach. The eish already ate from them on the mizbeach. You return them to the mizbeach. Eish tamid to kadla mayasa. Given to the rasha called moktos din yada. Let me get the end. Okay, right. Eish tamid la mayasa. Then why do you need the pasuk eish tamid? It's an extra eish. So we darshan all these eishes and tokad for different marachas. What do you do with the pasuk eish tamid? Rashi eish tamid tukad l'mayasa kivin to the rashi kol moktos din yada. Since you darshan all the words mokad tukad, right? What do you darshan from this eish tamid tukad l'mizbeach? Miboyle lechetanya. The Gra has a different girsa here. He has the Eish HaMizbeach Tukad Bo. That's the Pasuk we're going on. But Rashi seems to say it's the Eish Pasuk Eish Tamid Tukad HaMizbeach. Lichen Etanya, Eish Tamid Tukad HaMizbeach L'Sichbe, Limein Al Marocha Shnia Shol Tores, Shalom Tehei El Al Mizbeach Achitzel. We learn from here that the Marocha for the Tores has to be on the outside Mizbeach. Because I might think you put it on the inside Mizbeach, where the Tores is made. Eish machto u'menorah b'nayin. How do you know the fire that you use for the machto on Yom Kippur and the fire you use for the menorah also is on the mizbeach achitzon, on the outside mizbeach? The dinu nebra eish b'ktoris v'nebra eish b'machto. Right, eish was said by the ktoris every day, and eish was said by the machto, which is the ktoris of Yom Kippur u'menorah, and by the menorah it says eish. Ma'alahalad al mizbeach achitzon, just like by the ktoris of every day. The eish source for that k'toris is on the mizbeach achitzon. Afkad al mizbeach achitzon. Or klach l'derech zur. Maybe not. That's one way of learning. But there's another way of learning. Nebra eish b'k'toris and nebra eish b'machto menorah. says Eish by the Ktoris of every day, and Eish by the Ktoris of Yom Kippur and the Menorah. Malahala b'samuchlo, just like the Eish for the Ktoris every day is put on the Mizbeach, which is close to it, meaning the Mizbeach Achitzon, because that's the closest Mizbeach, not the Mizbeach itself where the Ktoris is made, but the Mizbeach close to where the Ktoris is made. So too, Afmach to Menorah b'samuchlo. Maybe the Eish for the Ktoris l'fnai v'lifnim, and the Eish for the Menorah is on the closest Mizbeach to those. What's the closest Mizbeach to those? The Mizbeach HaPnimi, the inside Mizbeach. That's close to the Menorah, and that's closer to l'fnai v'lifnim. Tamid Lomer, Eish Tamid Tukan al HaMizbeach Lo Sikbeh, which is going on the, what's it called, the Mizbeach HaChitzot, Eish Tamid Shomarti Lecha Lo Tehei El Barosha Shom Mizbeach HaChitzot. The fire that said Tamid by the Menorah says, what's it called, Yaruch Osom Lefanai Tamid, that same Eish Tamid should be on the, what's it called, Mizbeach HaChitzot. So the Manu Eish for Menorah. That's why I know now that the Eish you bring in for the Menorah is on the outside Mizbeach. They ask, Lachara, why isn't there a Tosas ask? If you need already Eish for the Menorah, then why don't you have a separate Maracha, just like you have a separate Maracha for the Eish of Ketoris? He says, because the Menorah doesn't need so much Eish. You don't even need a coal. You just need to light the wicks. You don't need a little sliver of Eish for that. There's not no smarter that you need a separate Maracha for that. But in any case, so we learn now that the Eish of the Menorah has to be from the Mizbeach HaChitzot. But how do I know Eish L'machta Menayim? How about the Eish for the Ketoris L'fnai V'lifnim and Yom Kippur? Maybe that should come from the Mizbeach HaPnimi, which is closer. The Dinu, Nemra Eish B'machta and Nemra Eish B'menorah. No, now we can learn from the Menorah. Since we have a Pasuk, Eish Tamid Tukal HaMizbeach, the Tamid of the Menorah, is on the Mizbeach HaChitzot. So now, just like you have to bring Eish for the Menorah, you have to bring Eish for the Machta, right? Malahal and Agadim Mizbeach HaChitzot, Avkan Agadim Mizbeach HaChitzot. So let's learn one from the other. Just like the Eish of the Menorah is for the Mizbeach HaChitzot, the Eish of the Machta is for the Mizbeach HaChitzot. Or Klach with Derech Zu, or maybe not. Maybe we should learn differently. Nebra Eish Biktoris, and Nebra Eish B'Machta. It says Eish by the Ktoris every day, and it says Eish by the Machta. Just like the Eish for the Ktoris comes on the Mizbeach closest to it, which means the Mizbeach HaChitzon, because the Mizbeach HaPnimi is not close to itself, it is the place where you bring the Ktoris. So the closest Mizbeach to the Ktoris is the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Afkad Mislamachlo, therefore the closest Mizbeach to the Haktorah Lefnai V'Lefnim is the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So maybe we should learn it from the Mizbeach, from the Ktoris of every day, and make it that the Eish should come from the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Tamid Lomer, the Lokach Melo HaMachto Gachli Eish Me'al HaMizbeach Melefnei Hashem. Where do you take the coals for the Ktoris Lefnai V'Lefnim? From the Mizbeach Melefnei Hashem. Eiseo Mizbeach Shemiktsoso Melefnei Hashem. Veikulo Lefnei Hashem. It says Melefnei Hashem, meaning from the part that's Lefnei Hashem. Which Mizbeach, part of it is Lefnei Hashem, meaning the Mizbeach HaChitzon, part of it is lined up with the doorway to the Eichal, that's called Lefnei Hashem, and part of it is on the sides of the doorway, so it's not Lefnei Hashem. So, but the Mizbeach HaPnimi is Kula Lefnei Hashem, it's all in the Eichal. So only the Mizbeach HaChitzon is, can you be Mi Lefnei Hashem, and part of it that's Lefnei Hashem, and the Omer is a Mizbeach HaChitzon. The Itzrich, let's see Rashi first. Shalom Tehei Ela Mizbeach HaChitzot, Hakrab Mizbeach HaOlak, Mizbeach HaOlak, that's Mizbeach HaChitzot. Eish Machto Menorah, Eish Diyom HaKippurim Nufnayim Lefnim, that's called Eish Machto, because you bring the coals in on a pan. The Eish to Menorah, the Hablokas Neros to Kol Yoma, and the lighting of the Menorah, where do you get the coals for that? Menayin Shetani, tell us me'al Mizbeach HaChitzot. Where do you know, how do you know that you take that fire from the Mizbeach HaChitzot? Hachi Garsivan, Neber Kad Eish Biktores, Nuxiv Yach Tirena, Vein HaKtorah below Eish. So Rashi says, where does it say Eish by Ktores? So Rashi says, because it says Yach Tirena, you can't be Makter Ktores without fire. So it obviously implies fire, as if it wrote fire. Tosa says, there's a Pasuk by Ktores, of Eish, by Korach. It says, Ato vi aron ish machtoso utnu bohen eish v'simolei ktoros. Ma v'halem b'samach lo b'mizbeach achitzon ha'samach l'pnimi sh'olav ha'ktoros niktor. It's the closest mizbeach to the place that you're making the ktoros, which is the mizbeach achitzon, because it's made on the mizbeach ha'pnimi. Af machto menorah nogel min ha'samach lo. Maybe therefore you should take the fire from the machto, the menorah, from the closest mizbeach to them, which is the mizbeach ha'pnimi. Who is Mecha Pnimi, a Somach Lumenor, of Level of Theme? Eish Tabid, Eish Shomarti Lechobot Tabid, Vahu Shom Menorah, the Eish that I said, Tabid by it, which is the Menorah, Lahalos Ner Tabid, Shememrabo, Lahalos Ner Tabid, that Eish should come from the Mizbeach Ha'olah. Nemar Eish Piktorah, Shom Kolyom, Melokach Melo Abachto, Melo Mizbeach, Ubeheichon, Melifnei Hashem, Mitzad Marav, Hachi Garcinum. Ezeo Mizbeach Shemiktsosol Lifnei Hashem Ve'en Kula Lifnei Hashem Heviomers of Mizbeach Achitzot Ezeo Mizbeach Sheyesh Lechalik Bo Ma Mimenu Lifnei Hashem Shehuska Kachotzev Lomer Mi Lifnei Hashem. Take it from the part that's Lifnei Hashem. Heviomers of Mizbeach Achitzot Deilu Pnimi Kula Lifnei Hashem. So what it means over here at this point is that you have to take it from the west side of the Mizbeach, which is closer to the Heichal than the east side, which is farther away. The other word says, the Itzrich Lemichtov Me'al HaMizbeach, they had to write Me'al HaMizbeach and Me'lifnei Hashem, both of them. The Ikos of Rachmona Me'al HaMizbeach, Havei Amino, My Mizbeach, Mizbeach Pnimi. If it said Me'al HaMizbeach, I wouldn't know which Mizbeach. I would say you take the fire off the Mizbeach HaPnimi. No, it has to be the Mizbeach that only part of it is Lifnei Hashem, which is the Mizbeach Achitzot. The Ikos of Rachmon Lifnei Hashem, if it only said Lifnei Hashem, Havi Aminam Dafkam Lifnei Hashem, it has to be Dafkam Mabish from the part of the Mizbeach that's exactly lined up with the doorway of the Ulam. Ava Mehai Gisa Mehai Gisa Melo Tzricha. But if you took it from either side of the Mizbeach, which is not directly lined up with the Ulam, that I might think is that Yotze with that, Kamash Mullah, no, it has to be Al Mizbeach. Which Mizbeach? The Mizbeach that Taka has part, that's Lifnei Hashem. But it doesn't have to be Dafka Lifnei Hashem. Dafka Lifnei Hashem, Kenegin HaPesach Mabish. Mabish opposite the doorway of the Ulam. Avon Mihai Gisa, the Pesach Lo. The Afagad inside Maravihu, even though you take it from the west side of the Mizbeach, it's not exactly lined up with the Fnei Hashem. I might think it's no good. Kamash Malad, that what's it called, from the Al Mizbeach, wherever you take it off the Mizbeach. Mashav Rashi, you have to take it off the west side. Now, it's not just a seer of the Mizbeach, has to be a Mizbeach which partially is with the Hashem. The place you take it has to be partially with the Hashem, means on the Marav. But you can learn differently. You can learn that once you don't even need the west side of the Mizbeach. Right.
Is the Klaikas, whether it's all in front of the Pesach Ha'el or not?
Right, but what's it called? The Gemara is going according to the Yom Rav says that part of it was connected to the Pesach. Part of it was connected to the Pesach, for sure. And the Havabin it was, you have to take it from that part. Right? Tosha says that even after this Limud, Lechatchili have to take it Dafka from the part that's the Lifnei Hashem. But b'di'evin, the pasuk comes to tell me the other pasuk, me'al ha'mizbeach, they took it anywhere from the mizbeach is okay. But the chatchila has to be taka from the part that's opposite the Pesach. That's called lifnei Hashem.